say what's on the menu for today.
I had a question regarding...
Do these questions come out on the podcast?
Yes, I do. But I know if there's a one with Gordon who was a little quiet, so I just wrote the question in there.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
We have to see them.
Regarding the activities that a grihastha does to maintain ashram and family. So, for example, working or running a business, are those activities considered within the realm of direct devotional service?
Depends what he does with the results of his work and what consciousness he does it in. Work inherently has no spiritual or material quality. It's the consciousness by which work is done. Is there anything spiritual about killing people? But that's that was can I have a brush, please? That was Arjun's work.
Sorry.
He did. So how did it become devotional service? Because of the mentality with which it was done, and because it was authorized by Krishna. So if someone, and all the result was offered to Krishna, so if someone is performing work on the order of Krishna, the spiritual master, if he offers the results of his work to the Lord, then it's devotional service. Otherwise, it's material. There's nothing inherently material about anything. It's just that conditioned souls make it material by dint of their consciousness. And then what the result of their consciousness is what they use the results of their work for.
So, what would you say to that view of question that comes up?
Well, I give 100% of my earnings and time. I don't live in poverty. I mean, there is such a thing as God, and if we follow His orders and depend on Him, then He provides us yoga kshema bahamya. He provides us what we need. It's just like Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam. If you don't give 50%, if 50% of the income from ISKCON, from book distribution, doesn't go to BBT, then there will be shortage. So the material consciousness as well, 50% from BBT isn't enough to maintain ourselves, maintain a temple, therefore we need to have 80%, and you know, 20% will go to the BBT. But Prabhupada said, but if you do that, Krishna will cut off your income and you'll never have enough. But if you have faith in the formula and you give 50%, then Krishna will give more. And that's the surrender of the Grihastha. Does he have faith in that? You know, does the brahmachari have faith that if I just give everything and depend on Krishna, that, you know, all everything will, you know, be maintained throughout my life? You know, chucked out the door and I'm not going to start with it. But sometimes the test is, you know, but then he's not called for lunch and he has to fast. And he just accepts that, all right, that's part of the thing. So it may appear, all right, maybe I don't have everything that I want. But anyway, I'm going to follow that formula, have faith by Krishna, and even if he puts me into difficulty, even if I have to live like Sudama Vipra, then I'd rather live like Sudama Vipra and give half of nothing. Be, who knows what, be Yudhisthira Maharaj and just give 5% or 1% of a lot. It's just a matter of how you live. I know people, you say that philosophy, but they don't live like two-thirds of the world do in poverty. That's not what their problem is. It's not a matter of eating or not eating, or how one feeds oneself, how one lives. So it's setting up, what's my standard of living? What is it that I'm willing to need to give, and what is my ability? So someone has, I have so much income, okay, well, that's my lot, that's my karma, I can generate so much money, and then fine, the rest of it goes to Krishna, and I live by that. And if it means that I live in a you know, one bedroom apartment instead of a three bedroom, well, that's how we live. That if that's the way Krishna wants me to live, then I'll live like that. If he provides, then that's fine. And if he doesn't provide, then that's fine. That's called being a Brahmin. Brahminical people think like that. However devotees may present that situation, there are people who are living at half their standard. So, see what it means to live by half. And then, and that's the integrity of one's life and one's work. I live by a certain principle. I live by principles, and these are the principles that I accept. And like Kolevich or Sridhar, all right, I give 50%, but if that means I have to be a pauper, all right, then I'll be a pauper. Why? Because if I don't give 50% and Krishna wants me to be a pauper, I'll be a pauper anyway. And I'd rather be a pauper doing what Krishna wants than, you know, being well off and having to live my whole life as an excuse, excusing myself to Krishna that this isn't practical, that isn't practical. You can't get away, tapo devyam. Can't get away from austerity. Everyone has to be willing to perform some type of austerity. And that's the austerity of the grihastha. Everyone has to be willing to depend on Krishna's good wishes and throw their hands up in the air and say, okay. Seems like those were Prabhupada's idea. Either you give 50%, either you give 100%, or you give 50%. I live by that.
Then one seeks out wherever that
associations to be found. And by good association, one becomes inspired for practicing pure Krishna consciousness. And that's Guru Prabhupada's gift, that that's available anywhere in the world, because Prabhupada set up the Nasanari for Krishna consciousness. So that anywhere people go, they can get the benefit of sadhus. And they don't have to travel to India, or they don't have to go to some particular place. It's available anywhere.